Welcome, everybody. This is Tellington Tea Touch for you online and the program Cellular Wisdom. It is April 26, 2020, and we are really looking forward to today's class. There's been so much going on in the world since we last met in March, and we have many, many new people. Welcome to all of you who are new, all of you who've been with Tea Touch for a long time, all of you who've been with our Cellular Wisdom program. And I know for me especially, I'm particularly grateful for today to have this holding space for everything that Tea Touch stands for, our philosophy. It's never been more important to bring everything, choosing love versus fear, being really mindful of what we're thinking about, how we're feeling, what we do with all of what's happening, how it's working through ourselves, and how we can use and apply Tea Touch for anything and everything that's going on for ourselves. And so I am here with, of course, I'm Sandy Rakowitz, and I'm here with Tellington Tea Touch founder Linda Tellington Jones and our other collaborating wonder, Eleanor Silverstein. So, Linda.
Thank you so much, Sandy and Eleanor, and thank all of you who are here with us today for being on, and all of you who come on later and listen to this on your own time. This is a special time on the planet, and I'm going to just do a short overview of where we're at on the planet at this moment from my perspective. And before we do this, I would like us just to put one hand over the other on your heart chakra. Take a deep breath and smile. And do just move the tissue gently in one circle and a quarter in whichever direction your hands want to go, starting down toward the floor with an imaginary number six. There, because for those of you who are new, we're imagining the face of a clock here, like a clock taken off the school wall. And on this clock, we put the imaginary numbers of six toward the ground, nine to our right shoulder, 12 toward our chin, and three on the other side. Now, the reason that we do this, just for those of you who are new, is that when we put the numbers on the clock, we activate our left brain, our logical part of our brain, and we need this. And when we imagine this clock, anything to do with imagination and with the gentle movement of the tissue, very gentle, just enough connection to move your skin very gently in one circle and a quarter. Anything to do with imagination activates our right brain. And this is what this time on the planet is really focusing on, because right brain activity awakens and supports our feeling, which we really need, the feeling and this whole feeling in our body, feeling of our planet, feeling all around us. Our creativity. Our creativity, our compassion. And this is what is happening, is this compassion, this connection around the planet at this time. It's like never before on this earth as we know it. And our intuition. And our intuition from this beautiful definition of intuition, that intuition is a manifestation of divine consciousness within you. And as we gently move the tissue in one circle and a quarter and pause either at the nine, after going from six one time around the clock, gently and stop at nine, or for those of you going in the other direction, we go from six to the left shoulder, three, 12, nine, six, and three. When you stop there, take a deep breath smile, and send love into this 100 trillion cells that make up our physical body. Just give thanks. And now, once again, one gentle one in the quarter circle again. And I breathe in through my nose, consciously and gently out through pursed lips in order to fully oxygenate these beautiful alveoli in my lungs. And this time, as we pause at the quarter point of 3 or 9, let us send thanks around the planet to all of the people who are responding in every way, every person, all of the people who are working in hospitals, and all of those who are out there doing their part to keep this planet moving at this time. And let us do another 1 1/4 circle. We call it the T-Touch Heart Hug. Let us do this and send to every person who feels alone that they may connect with that divine spark in every cell in their body, that they may feel the angelic presences, that they may feel a connection to all beings, a sense of oneness on this planet. And that is what this virus is bringing to us, is this opportunity to feel a connection of oneness. And let us send to Mother Earth and all the kingdoms of nature, all of the plants and the trees, all the plants and all the animals, and all the minerals and stones and earth, and all the nature spirits who are here always with us. Recognition and thanks. And let us now imagine a pillar of light from the farthest reaches of our known universe, and have this light come down and just fill your body. Stand in the light and take that into every cell in your body, and take it down into the core of the earth. And another heart hug and breathe and just feel, stand in that light, lighting every part of your body. And now let us take that light, spread it out, and bring the light from the entire universe, just this incredible light, and let us spread around the planet. And may the message be from every being, feel that divine spark, that creative energy, that amazing wisdom that is source energy in every cell, in the bodies of all beings on the planet. And let us just imagine for a moment that we're all together in a circle, in a beautiful forest. All of us here. And in that circle, that light comes into the center and then spreads out. And from that very beautiful column of light that goes right into the middle, take a spoke of light and just at the level of your heart, bring it into your heart and pass it around the circle, heart to heart, cell to cell, soul to soul. And imagine with us here, all of the animals that you've ever known and been important to you in your lives. Imagine they're all here with us. And call in all of our guardian angels and feel that presence. And just imagine that in a circle above us is a collection of all the animals on the planet, in this council of animals. And feel around us, feel this circle of amazing ancient trees. And just imagine that you can hear the wind gently moving through the trees. And take a deep breath and imagine, what is the scent you would like? What are the flowers? Paint these flowers. Imagine the butterflies and the wonderful, the bees and all the other little, all the beings who make up this planet. And what is the sound that you hear? Call that sound in. Feel that in every part of your body. And imagine the colors around you. Paint this picture that you would love to have of us all being there together. And imagine underneath us is this beautiful, you can just feel the earth under your feet. Whatever you would like to feel, if it's a feeling of sand or grass or just Mother Earth, and feel the breath of the earth, like take this in and really feel that connection. And feel the sun coming gently and beautifully through the leaves or through the pine needles, whatever you paint in this forest. And as we feel the breath of the earth connecting us, grounding us, and feel this beautiful light that comes from the farthest reaches of the universe through our bodies, let us spread this circle of light around the planet, just reaching out to all of the beings on the planet. Who can paint a new world where harmony and understanding and acceptance of all beings becomes the norm. And the appreciation and deep love for the earth and for nature is a part of that new earth. And as you're continuing this heart hug, know that when we send that feeling and that light deep within ourselves, we connect to this cellular wisdom where this communication, this connection that runs this amazing vessel that contains our soul. When we connect to that cellular intelligence and every cell in our body that makes it possible for us to be here, to breathe, to exist, that is a model. That is a model for this fifth dimension that we now have an opportunity to anchor onto the planet. And I'd like us to just take another deep breath, put your hands down and sit quietly a moment and come back into your chair, wherever you are. Stretch your lips again in a smile of appreciation and love. Just universal acceptance and love for all the beauty on this planet, of all of nature. And come back into the body. So one of the, I want to paint this big picture because suddenly now we're seeing more and more around the planet. We're seeing these words and I'm so excited and hopeful that in the darkness that we're feeling, because we know the difficulties that this situation, this virus is bringing to us. And for those of us who are blessed enough to be here together, sending prayers and connection to all those beings who don't have support. And celebrate today, because one of the things I would like to just paint a picture for you, how this Tea Touch came about, so that we understand what are we talking about with cellular wisdom. Because what's behind the whole thing is my initial, for my 30th birthday in 1967, I ordered one of the first computer-generated astrological charts from the San Francisco Chronicle paper. And what it said is that in my lifetime, I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And in order to do so, I would have to learn to trust and listen to my intuition. And there are pieces along the puzzle, over those years that weave together what I really just want to form a net, like a connection of what is going on here. Because I kept looking for the, okay, so form of communication, what is this? After all these years, thanks to this 1 year now that we have been doing, Sandy and Eleanor and I have been doing these online courses, I finally came to the answer of my search. But wait a minute, how is it possible, you all, that just by moving the tissue gently in one circle and a quarter, that we can disappear pain in ourselves? How is this possible? Or in our animals or in others? What is behind this? And that on my journey, these milestones that I think are important to validate how you can use this Tea Touch to make a difference. And what is really the message? Was the first clue that was dropped on my path was, first of all, just for 15 years, I have done body work on horses based on the work of my grandfather. It's a whole other story. And in 1975, I entered the 4-year training with the Feldenkrais training. Totally changed my life. I just couldn't recommend it more highly. And the first year, it was recommended that we read a book as part of the class called Man on His Nature by Sir Charles Sherrington. And Sherrington was a Nobel Prize winner. And something that he wrote that just like caught me was that every cell in the body knows its function in the body. And that is where I started during my Feldenkrais training, not just seeing the general movement of the beautiful work of the connecting new brain cells for new learning, but I began to see the body as a collection of cells. But I kept trying to figure this out. And in 1983, that's a whole other story. I was working on horse with this beautiful Feldenkrais work. And this was a horse that didn't want to be touched, belonged to a veterinarian where I was giving a workshop. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong because he didn't have all the tools in the veterinary medicine in 1983 that are now available. And so I put my hands on this horse, and instead of trying to bite or kick, she got really quiet. And her owner said, okay, Linda, like, are you using energy, or why is my horse not resisting you? And intuitively, I said, don't worry what I'm doing. Just go up and put your hands on the shoulder and move the skin in a circle. It wasn't yet a circle and a quarter. That took a while. Just move the skin gently in a circle. And when I said that, I thought, wait a minute, because that's not part of our Feldenkrais, moving the skin in a circle. So she went up and did it, and the horse got as quiet for me as for her as the horse was for me. And in that moment, I thought, you know what? Anybody can learn these circles. And that's where I left this amazing Feldenkrais work with people and horses that I was doing, and followed the path of the circles, just this simple circles. And in 1984, Eleanor was there actually with us. I can't remember if Debbie Potts, if you were there, my sister Robin was there. We did a study with Anna Wise, who was the director of the Boulder Institute of Biofeedback. And Anna Wise had been working with Maxwell Cade in the UK, looking for measuring states of consciousness in people who were working in an ideal situation. Now, this is important to understand how this work works, because what she discovered watching me work, she was certain that I was in this special awakened mind state. And you will see on the T-Touch for You online, you'll see the pattern of the awakened mind state. You have these electrodes on your head, and it measures beta, alpha, theta, and delta in both hemispheres. Now, why is this important? It gets right back to understanding the basis of the 1 1/4 circle, because what she discovered, she wanted to measure my students then and find out when they are being either T-touched with this 1 1/4 circle or T-touching, do they also get an activation in this awakened mind state, the ideal state where you're using your logic, you're using your intuition. All of these aspects are activated. And what we found is that indeed that we were, when we were very close, almost everybody, as soon as they started moving the tissue. Now, if you go over the skin, and for those of you who are new, if you go over the skin, you do not get that activation in both hemispheres. It's gently moving the tissue in this. And so I kept thinking, we've seen miracles. Many of you here, we've got people here. I mean, Eleanor started with me in 1979, I believe was the year. And Debbie Pott sitting here, one of our instructors who's taken the work to China and to Asia. You started in 85, I think, 85. And we have many of you here. Sandy is like 30 years, many of you here. Wendy and Francis, it's really wonderful to see all the people who have continued on this path over all of these years, because it's a tool that we have. I say a tool. It's a tool that we have to make a difference, to release fear at the cellular level and to release pain. And I kept thinking, okay, this is really great, but I still like, I'd like to understand what's behind it. And then Bruce Lipton, 10 years ago, came out with his book, Spontaneous Evolution. And he has the most beautiful description of, from the first moment of the egg, the brilliance of this body. And his whole book is proposing that is a model for a world, you all. The model of the cooperation, the communication between ourselves is a model for a potential Earth that would be different. And in those years, it was so interesting because I know that we have some of the new people on here. Some of you are doing energy work. Many of you, I'm sure, I'd love to just have a raise of hands. How many of you were aware of the prophecy in the 80s from Black Elk talking about and also the Monroe Institute, talking about a shift that's possible on the planet, a shift from the fear and separation that we experience when we come onto the planet and forget that we are one with all it is. This planet is a schoolhouse. That was an intentional agreement that we come on and we forget. And then we have a choice to remember that we are one with all that is. How many of you saw those words, felt them, heard them at some point in the 80s or perhaps 90s? I know some of you. Just raise your hands. How many connected with this concept, one with all that is? It was out there in so many ways. I mean, it's really fascinating. And it was a concept that I got of heaven on earth. And that morning, that first study that we did with Anna Wise, with measuring both hemispheres of the brain, beta, alpha, theta, delta, I went up on a mountain outside of Boulder with my journal, as I did. And all this is a collection of messages over the years from the voices of nature. And I sat down with my journal and I waited for the sun to come up from behind the mountain. And I just started writing, and as the sun peaked up, I wrote these words, O Atlantis, speak to me. And when I wrote that, I thought, whoa, what's this? Because I had no interest in Atlantis. But I trust, and I kept writing. O Atlantis, speak to me. I know it's time that I can see the past and future again as one. I hear the call. I'm ready now. We must all gather, come together again. The pod was scattered, each learning alone. Finally, we've got it. We've come together to clone, to strengthen our oneness, our knowingness too. Our bonds have weakened. We must learn anew who we are. Together, what we promised to do. So awaken, dear friends. Our family is strong. Come together again to strengthen this bond, to renew our promise to spread the word, to join our voices so they can be heard above the cries of fear and death. Above the cries of fear and death. It's like kneading bread and adding leaven to spread the knowing, to expand the knowing that this can be heaven. And I'm bringing this all back to you because what happened to me, I went home and visiting in my home at the end of this week of the training was a woman named Rhea Powers, who did past life regressions. And I had done an amazing regression before that. And she said, as a house gift, she was staying with a friend who was staying with me, would I like to have a regression? And I said, oh, thank you. I would very much. And she said, let's do Atlantis. And I go, no, thank you very much. I really don't want to do Atlantis. And then I thought, where's my trust, folks? So I lay down on the floor, went immediately into a light alpha state. And what I saw was thousands of us standing together on this enormous aquamarine crystal in the earth. And everybody was carrying big crystals that were programmed that sometime on the planet, when the planet was once again at a tipping point, which is where we are, that each person would bring special gifts. Each person would come back. And we were all carrying these crystals to plant somewhere on the planet, but we would find our ways back together, each with their own gifts, and that my gift would be a special type of really simple touch that when you did it to yourself or to someone else, it would remind you of your connection to oneness with all that is. And in their own way, each in their own way. And when I heard myself saying this, I started to laugh and cry, because just the day before I had received my first video on horses, a 2-hour video. And at the end of the video, the producer had put my message from the Moreton Bay fig tree, this 600-year-old message. And when I saw it, I thought, I'm ruined in the horse world. This message said that, and Ellen, Sandy, maybe you could put the message with the tree up, because this is essential to what's happening now. Mother Earth is speaking. This virus is in the terrible, terrible toll that it's taking in so, so many ways. It has a gift for us, and it is that gift of listening to Mother Nature. And this is me up in the tree. This is the tree from which Michael Rhodes wrote his first of 22 books, Talking with Nature, from this tree. And what the tree said to me is that many years ago, there were in a time that is immeasurable in my mind, and this, I'm just writing this in my journal, that there were many like the tree, and they had lived long upon this planet and had acquired and brought much wisdom, but then came man with this lack of understanding. And there was so much negativity that's what caused the shift in axis. That's when the shift in the continents happened. And what the tree said in principle is that in order that your race recognize the God within, this divine spark is only the start, that we, the kingdoms of the plants and the animals and the minerals and the nature spirits, are recognized as one with you, with human race, is necessary not only for survival but to heaven on earth. And that's where we are now. Mother Earth has spoken. I mean, we've all been seeing it in the tsunamis, in the fires, the floods, the amazing tornadoes, all of this earthquakes that are happening. It's Mother Earth crying out, and this terrible toll of fear from this virus that we're getting gives us an opportunity. We can take that down a moment now. Gives us an opportunity to come together and to accept this oneness. And it's so fascinating that it's Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and many, many, many wonderful meditations are being led around the planet. Every day there are planet-wide meditations. And if we will understand this 1 1/4 circle and what we can do to connect with the cellular wisdom within ourselves, we can bring peace and harmony onto the planet. And this cellular wisdom, I'm telling you all, I can remember like 25 years ago, I was giving a talk at one of the veterinary conferences. And one of the vets said to me, he said, "I just don't understand how you're talking about cells, like cellular intelligence," because that's all I knew. I didn't know. I just kept getting these words. I didn't know anymore. And finally, Bruce Lipton starts talking about, in this beautiful way in spontaneous evolution about the wisdom of the cells. And then this book came along, and we based our last 6 months training on this book by Joan King. And one of the things that she writes in here, I want to read this to you. When we open ourselves to source energy, that is this divine spark in every cell in our body, we connect with cellular wisdom. For source energy is our link to the creative energies of the universe. And for those of you who do energy healing and all this, when we connect to that source energy within us, miracles happen. It's absolutely amazing. And what we've done here is over the years develop this method with detouch, and so that we have these logical ways of learning it, of activating both hemispheres. And this idea that by moving the tissue in one circle and a quarter and having all these different animal names, and we're going to actually do some more of this, because I don't want to, this is not just about talking and listening to me, but I want to remind us of why this works. And the difference, when I finally, thanks to the book Ho'oponopono, the book of Ho'oponopono by Luc Buddin, and these, for those of you who are new, these are all in the, you'll find these references in the books in the on the website. When I spoke with Lisa Leicht, who's here from Switzerland, in the yellow, you can raise your hand, Lisa. She's one of our instructors. She translated the original book, which is in French. And what I got from that is that this, wait a minute, we're talking here, when we talk about the forgiveness, because forgiveness is one of the primary things that we need to do to ourselves, to our animals, you know, to many, many others in our lives. When we use the four sentences of Ho'oponopono, the classic four, for any situation, it's whatever it is, please forgive me, I'm sorry, thank you, and I love you. And this hardest thing for most people was always, I love you, because it's meant to be directed at ourselves. And most people can't love ourselves. And this is what we do in this, we're going to be going through our bodies today and finding the areas that we can't, or we don't love, or it hurts, or we don't like the way it looks. And we bring light into the cells, because it's like the 1 1/4 circle is like a connector. It's like a key to that divine spark. And when we recognize, wait a minute, oh my gosh, we didn't realize that this vessel for our soul is a collection of 100 trillion approximately cellular geniuses. That's what Joan King writes, and it's what Sir Charles Sherrington said, all this cellular genius that we have. And when we connect to this, to that divine spark, it's different. And sometimes we have people who say, well, I can't talk to you about that. I can't come to T-Touch because, believe in the Bible, and so I can't be there. But I looked that up because in the Bible is the statement in the King James Version, which is, I had somebody look this up, is the kingdom of God is within you. And that's when we recognize that we are walking miracles. That's when this T-Touch, we can release fear at the cellular level. I don't know how many of the rest of you are dealing with these fears, no matter how much we meditate and pray and call in our angels and our guides and all, and really work to see the positive, that fear is still there. So what we're looking at here is having this 1 1/4 basic T-Touch as an opportunity to connect with our oneness, our cellular intelligence, and recognize our opportunity that with each thought we have, you all, every belief we have, every feeling, every emotion, that is energy. And we have the possibility of choosing, and that's part of the T-Touch philosophy, practicing seeing a half empty glass as half full. And the only way we do this is with gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude. I don't know how many of the rest of you have had any breakdowns, but in the last week, no matter how much, you know, I know and see the positive aspect that we are connecting in ways we have never on the planet before connected. I still feel that, even though I'm spinning my cells and doing this work, I still have been having times when it's just overwhelming. And that's when I have to go back to gratitude and breathing and connecting with this, you know, creator source energy in all of us. I have to look at the time. Good. So what I would like us to do is, first of all, just be clear that all of the new people, because we have quite a few new people, we added 3 other courses onto this 6-month original course because of the times. We wanted to have more people have access to this possibility of using the T-Touch to release the fear and pain. And we have many different ways of doing this, but one of the ones I would like to start with is what we call a body blessing. And what I invite you to do, and if you have any limitation of your body and you can't do this, just imagine that you're doing it. But if you can, I'm going to start with raising my right hand to the top of my head, and I just make a connection with the skull and with I support the weight of my own hand. That's important. I don't rest my hand there. I just, in the gentlest possible way, with what we call a one pressure, I move, I'm just moving the hair around in 1 1/4 circles, and I'm saying, thank you, my brains, for all that you do for me. Then I come down and I smile. And the smile is really important to understand that when you stretch those lips, you activate the feel-good hormone, the serotonin. And as we come down over our ear here, and I gently move this 1 1/4 circle, and I say, thank you, my ears, for all you hear, whatever that is. Thank you, my neck. I can turn you, however that is. And I come down my shoulder, the top of my shoulder. Thank you. Thank you. And then the point of the shoulder, this edges. Now, this is our boundaries, our outer boundaries. 1 1/4 circles. And then I come down my upper arm, same thing. Thank you. The smile and the gentle movement of the tissue. Now, I want to put in another logical point here. It's been 2,000 person study from the American Massage Association showed that with light contact with the body, that the most oxytocin was released. Oxytocin is what Bruce Lipton has named the trust hormone. So connecting with trusting our body. And by the way, in that study, what they showed is that deep work, which is what many people feel that they need and want, that activated much more cortisol and not much oxytocin. So it's, we'll go into this connection at the cell level is what we're interested in. Okay, thank you, elbow. And I have 5 screws in here from falling down the escalator in Los Angeles in November. And so I just really shank my elbow. Whatever limitation you have, shank it. Forearm, wrist, fingers. Now this thank you, this gratitude, actually has a hormonal effect on our body. So let's just go down. I'm going to go down the left side. Thank my lungs. Now. And down my ribs. Oh, those ribs, they're so forgotten on us. And I do a circle and a quarter, and I'm going to do a little lift on my ribs. And slowly move down. And Sandra, if this isn't so easy, I'm going to imagine that I'm there with you. Yes. Just feel that. Now we're going to go down the left side, and oh yes, those hips. No matter what you all think, some of you guys, you probably don't have this problem. We've got Martin and Joel and Jeff here. You don't have this problem with your hips that a lot of us women have. So, and Gary, but no worries. Help us with this. Down the thighs. No. Oh, yes, thank you, thighs. Thank you, knees. No. Whatever. Some of you, I know, have hardware in there that's helping you. Whatever that is. Thank you. Down the calves, down the feet, down the ankles. No. Down to the toes. And I can see you smiling, Gary. And it's just, imagine, just help all of us on the planet who have issues with our bodies. Because when we don't like a part, or when there's fear, the communication between the cells is inhibited. And just by bringing those, matching that light and that connection to every part. Now, I'd like us, we're going to go down the left side and really look to see it. Before we do this, let's just sit here a moment. And I'd like each one of you to find something on your left side that is either, you know, you, no, it's not exactly where you, how you'd like it. And take a moment and actually find this. I would invite you, because when you write it in the chat, you can connect with it more energetically in every way. So just write down a part on your right side, and maybe it's the left, but a part that you'd like to tell it now, how much you appreciate that it's there. And now just go down this right side, just like I did. And send love and deep appreciation to all those parts. Hello, I see you. And connect with that divine spark, that source energy that is in the center of every cell in our body. This is amazing when you think of it. It's amazing when we finally get it. And if you can't reach some parts, just imagine that you can. And know that the energy from that connection is going to be different, and you can really make it work fully for you. Now, let's come down the middle. Let's start at the throat. Go down the center. And each part. And we're going to be connecting to this beautiful Vegas tree of life later with Eleanor. And we're going to look at the wonder of that. And let's go down and connect with, wow. Oh, all this great bacteria in our wonderful, amazing, all of this incredible numbers of feet of intestines that hold all these amazing bacteria that live in us and all the other beings. Say hello, give thanks, connect. And any part that you feel there that doesn't serve you, if you're dealing with candida or parts that are maybe out of control, invite them into the light. Invite them to transmute into the light. And smile and give thanks and forgive yourself and forgive whatever that is. Yeah, that isn't serving you. Wow. And so it is. And each of you search for, like, along the back. I know, you know, it's a common thing, but it's, we can reach our backs some. You can just turn your hand back and reach for the back of your hand, however you can. You can use this back, and that's called, we're going to go into this a bit later, when you have the flat hand, it's called the llama touch. Think of that softness of a llama's hair. And just gently work however you can feel along your back. And what I'd like to invite you to do, if you can do this, and if you can't, imagine that you can, take, I'm going to stand up, and I don't know if you can see this. Let's see. Oh, just a moment here. I put one hand, like I'm going to move one hand with the other. Like I can go like this. And it's easier. Can you see what I'm doing? I can't use my left hand quite that high yet. There. That's good. And remember to smile at it, because the smile activates that feel-good hormone, and that hormone feels that and activate the divine spark. Wow. This, every cell is a genius. That's the first sentence in Joan King's book. And remember, she was 20 years. She taught cell biology at Tufts University of Medicine. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that after. And so you can reach all kinds of places like this. Now, what if you can't? You can go another route. Just use the amazing power, and power is not the word I want, the miracle of what our imagination can do. Oops. Sorry. we can imagine that we can reach that, or we can reach it through the front. I can go in and I can use what we call a laser touch. And I just, and it's helpful in a way to use one hand. It's not as balanced as that's complete. I can just take this fingers gently, take this connection, and I do a little circle and a quarter, but I'm helping with my left hand, just supporting. And just imagine like this light from cell to cell, and we don't know where it's meant to go. You ask the genius of the body to take it in and reach your vertebrae wherever you want to reach in the back. And we just take a little time doing this, because when we do this together and dare to reach for the parts that never see the light of day, because we don't go there, we really can heal ourselves in every part of our body. We can bring that source energy. So you get the picture with this. And the basis is in the 1 1/4. Now, I just want to tell you this 1 1/4, I think it's about 6 years ago, we did a study with our Austrian group of T-Touch for You. It's a 3-year study. And we took, I think we had 58 people, and 3 of us worked for 20 minutes. And the study was set up at the University of in Vienna to see how people fill out a form before, how they were feeling emotionally, physically, and mentally. And then after a 20-minute session, we could only work from the top of the head to where they were sitting. And we had only a choice of 5 touches. We'll go over which really the simple, the simplest 5 touches. And then after they filled out a form again, mental, physical, and emotional, how they felt. And then 3 days later. And the changes were so dramatic. And many people were coming in with depression. That was a really common thing. And the changes that people felt just from that were really remarkable. And the Dr. Suzanne Lederer, who set up the study with Tanya Lasser, one of our wonderful practitioners, said that she believes the reason that the 1 1/4 circle is so effective is because it's like it models the pattern of the DNA. And she has seen, and we've all seen, shifts in the DNA. We've all seen changes in our bodies that were just not possible. And they happen. So we need to, with that, I'm going to give us Sandy, if you'll end, we'll do a 10-minute break and then come back.
Okay, so it's the top of the hour, so let's come back at 10 after, and I'll stop this recording, and then we'll have a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back and start again.